We're back after taking 1 month off in May, and we're trying out some new software here. I can already see there's a couple things I don't like about it, but we'll get into that later. I am Jen Barr, your host, and it's just me, my little puppy Luna, and my chocolate milk with you today. I'll try to keep the long silences to a minimum, but we're not going to take any breaks. We're not going to have any commercials. We're just going to go through everything we need to go through. It's going to be a shorter podcast today, but we'll have more coming for you in the coming months. You can email me at Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com. And you can, of course, check out our website, reachmahjong.com. And we have some great news from reachmahjong.com. Because now, not only can you see reachmahjong.com, I don't know how many times I'm going to say that in one sentence. You can see it in English. You can also see it in Japanese. Starting last Monday, we opened our Japanese site, and we will be reporting on all of you to the world in Japanese. And until now, we've been reporting mostly on the Japanese leagues and Reach events happening all over the world in English. From now on, we will be talking about all of you guys, everything you're doing in Europe and America, Hong Kong, wherever you may be. We'll be writing about you in Japanese. So if you have any good stories that you think we could translate for the Japanese players to see what's going on with Japanese Mahjong outside of Japan, go ahead and email those stories to me. We'd love to get them. We'll be updating that site 3 times a week. Twice will be news and tournament information, and once will be hand histories from the reachmahjong.com cup. And we'll also be posting those hand histories in the English site, probably starting in July sometime. There is another reachmahjong.com cup coming up on June 28th. That is in just about a week and a half. And anyone who's in the Tokyo area is very welcome to join us. It's a 6,000 yen entry, and the winner will get a seat in the World Series of Mahjong Reach event in Macau in November. So come play that with us. I'll be there, Shin will be there, Kono won't be there this time, but there are always lots of pros scheduled to show up at the reachmahjong.com cups. And if you can't make it this month, there will be another one on July 20th. And there are already some big names planning to show up there, so it should be a good event. Also, the biggest news on reachmahjong.com in the past month or so is Gemma Collins, one of our fearless leaders. She won the German Reach Open, and that was huge. And we're really proud of Jem. I think there are something like close to 50 players in that event. It's the first time she's ever won. I've never even won. So I'm extremely jealous sitting here right now. We are very, very proud of Jem and very happy for her. And she will be at the coming European Reach events as well. She is always there. She will have reachmahjong.com stickers that you can wear. You can check out her results and her comments as well on our website and also on mahjongnews.com. Also on reachmahjong.com, last week we introduced a new ranking system for our Ronron meetups. Now this is pretty cool. We have 3 systems because meetups only happen once every 2 weeks. And, you know, there's different number of times that people are able to play. There's lots of circumstances, and everyone's in different places in the world. But we meet once a week on Ronron. Every other week is a tournament. The other weeks are discussion sessions. So what we did is we have the total games played. We have a ranking for how many games you've played. And the current leader for that ranking is Chalwa. And he's someone who shows up, I guess it's obvious, every week. We love playing with him. I think he's on the East Coast in the U.S. And that's not the only ranking we have, because just the total games is, you know, it's really good for us because it means you're coming all the time. But we want to also rank on results. So we also have a final table results ranking. Now, the final table only happens when there's more than one normal table. Usually if we have 2 tables, the top 2 people from each table move on to the final table. And the final table is score is ranked by score. So anyone who's ever made a final table in 2009, we're doing rankings for 2008 and for 2009. So in 2009, whoever's made a final table, all your scores from the final table, we just take it from zero. We don't worry about the 30,000 or whatever. It's just whatever you ended with. Those all get added up, and you get put into the ranking. And the final table leader at this point is TRA2844. And, you know, that's more fair for everybody, because the more people play, the more you're rewarded, and it's really fun. We also have, for those of you who can only make it sometimes, a placing average. Now, the placing average basically takes how many games you've played and what your placing was, first, second, third, or fourth. So we add up your ranking. If your first place is a 1, if your second place is a 2, we add up all your placings and the normal tables. Final tables don't count for this ranking. In all the normal tables, we add up your placings, and we divide it by the number of games you played, the number of normal games. Like I said, final tables don't count. And actually, the leader for that right now is myself. But in second place is Tom Sloper, Mahjong Guru. So that's more of a ranking that you can hop in at any time. I think we have a minimum of 10 games, so once you've played 3 times, or 4 times, maybe we'll make it 9 games. So once you've played 3 meetups, you start being in that ranking. So even if you come in November, you still have a chance to win at that one. Now for the podcast, we took last month off, and the past few months I've been on my own, or I've had a interview guest. Starting in July or August, we still haven't had the final schedule come out yet, but we will be increasing the podcast. It will not just be me. We have a new producer coming in, new equipment, new software, everything. So we are really busy working on that right now. So bear with me for this month and possibly next month. And I promise you, sorry, I think I made a sound there. I promise you we will have an amazing podcast coming in the future. For now, let's get into the Pro League. This was the third session of the Professional League of the Japan Professional Mahjong League. I will start with A1 and work our way down. In A1, Yuko Ito. He's one of our friends that joined us in Hong Kong. He got 8th place, and he is not very good because there's only 12. So hopefully he can come back. There's 10 sessions and there's only been 3. In the A1 league, so he still has some time. Naoki Setokuma, the winner of our very first ReachMahjong.com Cup, he is in second place in the A1 league. And the top three, of course, will join last year's winner, Maehara, at the finals in February. So hopefully Naoki Setokuma can keep his spot there, and he will move on to the finals, and we'll have somebody that once represented ReachMahjong.com to root for. In A2, one of last season's featured players, and also featuring an interview on our website, Kazunori Takizawa. We often call him Taki. He's in third place, which puts him in a really good position to move up, because the top two will move up. Except for that, as in A1, there are 10 sessions, and this is only the third. So that's good news and bad news for Taki, because if he does well, he can move up to second, but the first and second place have 130 points. So that means he has ample time to wait for them to kind of mess up and move down. But it also gives him time to mess up, so hopefully he won't. And he will be moving up and not down and not staying. It would be really cool to have someone like Taki in A1. And I know we are all rooting for him. Aki Nikaido is also in A2. She's the only woman in any of the A leagues right now. And unfortunately, she got her third negative session. For a negative 106.9. And I can't remember how many people moved down, but I think 3 people might be moving down. I think it's more than 2, but I really can't remember. She's in 15th place out of 16, and so it's really not good for her. She does have 7 sessions to bring it back up, and I really hope she does, because we like having girls up on the top. And in B1, Hisato Sasaki. We often call him just Hisato. One of the few people we call by their first name. He is in second place in B1 and two move up, so he's in a really good position. And in B1, there's only two more sessions left, so he joined at the same time as Garth and I, and he just shot up. He did win the special league that shot him up really early, but I mean, he won everything leading up to that as well, so it probably wouldn't have taken him too much longer even if he hadn't won the special league. And he is just amazing. And in B2, we have Konno, Shintaro Konno. He is in 7th. He finally got a positive score of 48.2 for now a positive 15.2, and he had been negative for many sessions in a row before that, which is how he got down to B2, so we're really happy for him to turn it around right here. In C1, Kozue Miyauchi. She was one of our interviewees. No, we have never interviewed her, but she has been one of the featured players. I'm sorry. She got her third positive in a row. This streak keeps going. She won C2 last season. Now she got her third positive in a row. She's at plus 87.5. I can't remember what place she's in, but she is way at the top. I think she's in 4th place. Rumi Nikaido, unfortunately, Aki's sister, she's way down in 31st. There are only 36 people, and 5 will move up to B2, and 7 will move down to C2. So Rumi is in really bad shape. It looks like she might have to move down. She's right in that position right now. Hopefully she'll get some positive scores and push herself back up. Saki Kurosawa, who was another featured player last year, she's in 26th place in the C1 League. Emi Hojo, who posts on our forums, or has posted at least once before, she is in the C2 League and she's in 17th place, and just a couple spots behind her is Shin Kamimura from Shin's Eye. He got his second positive score out of 3, which, you know, it's good that he's coming back a little bit. Hopefully, it doesn't look like he's going to do anything with only 2 sessions left, but, I mean, as long as he stays there, we'll be happier than if he moved down, so... good luck, Shin. In C3, Yukiko Izumi, who has been interviewed by our website, and who is now... Or she was a featured player as... No, she wasn't a featured player. I'm sorry, I keep messing everything up. Okay. She has been interviewed by our website. She is in 9th place in C3, and 8 move up, so she's in really good shape. She has 2 more sessions to push herself up a little bit. I think she's in a good position, because... a lot of people will be moving up and down around her, so if she can maintain and move up, then she has a really good chance of going to C2. In D1, Garth Nelson, unfortunately, he got a negative 28. He had 2 small positive sessions before that, but now he is in 24th place. I don't know. You know, after each league session, we have a... not every single one, but we often have a What Would You Discard that the JPML arranges and gives to us, and we have to write it. I'll tell you, this will never be published, because the JPML would not publish it, but Garth's response was so funny that when I had finished my league 4 hours later, Naoki Setokuma was like, "Jen, you have to read Garth's response on this." And it was after I wrote my own. He gave it to me, and I swear to God, Garth's response was, "Well, I would discard this, but it doesn't matter anyway, because in, like, the third discard, then the guy to my right is going to be ready, and he's just going to win anyway, so it really doesn't matter." And, I mean, that's a really shortened version of what he wrote, but it was awesome. And, unfortunately, they will not publish that explanation. But you got to hear it here, exclusively. Aren't you glad you listened today? Now in D2, we get down to myself, and I had a great day. And last time I got 63 points, and I decided that wasn't enough, so I would just go ahead and get 64 points. And every single session this season, I have had exact points. I have not had any decimals. I got 64 the second time, 63 the third time, and the first time I got something really small, like 10 or 12 or something, but there was no decimal afterwards. So I'm at an even 163 points. I guess you can do the math and figure out what I got the first time. You guys are very smart. The first place player right now is 169.9 points, so I am 6.9 points away. And this guy, in his last session, he got 103.9 points. I mean, That's ridiculous. So this guy had 30 points less than me when we started. And he got like 100 points and now he's ahead of me. So screw him. Except for that, I'm sure he's very good because he had two positive sessions as well. But still, I mean, there's just so many swings down here in these levels. That's why I think Garth, you know, he still has a really good chance. He's still a positive score. Or maybe he's a little bit negative. But I mean, he could still just have 2 days like that. Two 100-point days or 100 and 150 and still have a chance of moving in C3. In these leagues, the swings are so big. And one last story from my last session. I ended up getting 2 second place and 2 first place, I think. But the guy across from me had a belly button ring in his ear. And I really just don't know what to think of that. I mean, when you see a guy wearing a suit with a belly button ring in his ear, it's really strange. Because, of course, all of the pros in JPML have to wear suits to league, but then do you put a belly button ring in your ear? I don't know if you guys care about that, but I thought it was really strange. And I had to stare at this for 4 hours. But anyway, let's move on. I went to the North Kanto League on Sunday, and that was great. I saw Kaori Shimizu there. We had our second session, and I got another positive. You know, that day, I have to say, I was exhausted. This is the story of going to the North Kanto League on Sunday. So Saturday night, I worked, you know, website stuff. Probably was working on the Japanese site since we were opening Monday. Oh, it was open Monday before, but I still had a lot of content to prepare for it, whatever. And so I worked until probably like, I don't know, 3 a.m. Of course, I had to get up at 5 because when I'm going to the Kanto League, which starts at 10, it takes me about an hour and a half to drive there. But on Sunday mornings, we have our meetups, which are at 7. So if I wait until the meetup's over at 8, it will be really cutting it close to arrive at the place at 9:30. Plus, I had my puppy with me. I had to drop her off at the puppy sitter's. Don't ask. And that takes time. So the idea was I would pretty much have to do the meetup on the road. Well, luckily, I've learned how to use my cell phone as a modem on the road, so I can plug it into my laptop, which is exactly what I did right off the freeway. I swear, I got on the freeway, which takes me almost half an hour, so that left me about an hour after the meetup or an hour's worth of driving that I would have to do after the meetup. I got on the freeway, I got off at the next exit, and I'm paying tolls, mind you. I got off at the next exit, I plug in my computer, I let Luna out of her cage so she can move around a little bit in the car. I'm at, like, a Denny's parking lot. Denny's or Coco's or I don't know, some family restaurant in the parking lot with my laptop, hoping it doesn't run out of battery. I start typing and Chal was there and I say, oh, Luna says hi, we're on the road. And he says, what? Are you driving and typing and puppying? Which I thought was quite clever. But no, I was not driving. During the meetup, I pulled over and we did the discussion in the chat room. So fear not. Seems like anywhere in Japan I am, I probably will be able to make all the meetups. I have no more excuses. So I guess I will have to go to Hong Kong or something like that. Ha ha ha. Anyway, Kaori Shimizu, she is in fourth place with a 48.3. And she started off huge with 65 points. And then she got a negative. So now she's down to 48.3. But this is a small league and she is one of the senior members. So hopefully she will prove her seniority, and hopefully I will prove her seniority wrong and beat her. We'll see what happens. I'm only 35 points away, so there is a chance. As far as the Japan Professional Mahjong League goes, they have opened a new service. It's a hand history service. The membership itself is free, but you must buy tickets to view the hands. So basically, you're going to get a taste of this when we open up our hand histories for the ReachMahjong.com cups, but this is more interactive, so it's basically like watching the games on RonRon, what we do in the chat room. You can watch from start to finish, and these are games that have been played on TV in Japan, so all of the players are pros, they're all playing live, and their hands have been recorded. It's really an amazing service. If anyone's interested, please write about it in the forums, and maybe we can get some help with the sign-ups. I don't know how much the tickets cost, but I haven't seen them. And remember, if you have your $5 a month membership on Ronron, you can also watch pro games. In that case, it's just the pros' last 100 games, so you don't always know if they're playing against other pros or if they're playing against, you know, like amateur members on Ronron. Anyway, it's a revolutionary, I guess, a revolutionary service. It's as far as I know, it's never been done before. It's very interactive, very high tech, I would say. It's very very well done, just like most of the stuff that JPML does. So I would, if you have the money and the time, I would recommend definitely looking at it. It can help your game for sure. Now moving on, we have some MahjongNews.com news. You can check out all these articles on MahjongNews.com, run by, of course, Martin Rep. So Uwe Martens has resigned from the EMA. I think we've announced this before. He has been talking about it for quite a while. The OEMC 2009 Baden will be his final meeting. He's been the president for 4 years. And if you look at the interview that Martin Rep did with him on MahjongNews.com, everyone had very nice things to say about him, and we want to wish luck to the new successor. And of course, we would like to be working even more closely with the EMA, so hopefully it'll be somebody that we can, you know, talk to easily as well. The other interesting news story on MahjongNews.com was a Chinese man burns his home after his wife says no to money for Mahjong. Now, apparently this was a story reported by the China Daily, and it happened in New Delhi, of all places. So, people playing Chinese Mahjong in New Delhi. Which reminded me of a story I had heard from Tom Sloper. A few months ago, I think it was in March, Tom Sloper went to Mumbai in India to speak about Mahjong, and he wrote about it in his March 29th article. But I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, Mahjong can take you so many places, but who would have thought Mumbai, India? And who would have thought that they would actually, you know, invite somebody like Tom to come speak? I mean, that's really great. Of course, Tom is very respected throughout the world as a Mahjong guru, Mahjong expert, one of my favorite people for sure in the industry. But as far as calling somebody to speak about Mahjong, I don't think that's something that happens, you know, very often. So it's very exciting for Tom. It's just a very exciting thing in general. And I looked at the article and I looked at the pictures, and all the people in the pictures, in the picture that I saw, all the people were women. And also reading a little bit about the rules, obviously I don't know very much about them, but they sounded a lot more similar to the American rules, or the Western British rules, than they do to most of the versions that I'm used to playing. And it's a really interesting column, so I'd recommend going to Tom Sloper's page, that's sloperama.com, and checking out his weekly strategy column portion. And go take a look at that. Tom Sloper is really fun. He has his FAQ, and he helps us out a lot as well. So let's see, I talked about the North Kanto League. On a more personal note, I guess, a couple weeks ago, I took another trip with Kaori Shimizu, and we went to Nasu, which is like a kind of resort town, I guess, out in the mountains. So we packed up our puppies, and we went to a cottage, and we went to the hot springs, and we put our puppies in the hot springs. And then the next day we went shopping, and I know that has nothing to do with Mahjong. But Kaori Shimizu is a very famous Mahjong player, and I'm a Mahjong player, so maybe some people find it interesting that we hang out outside. We also had a barbecue at the cottage, just her and I, and we had a lot of wine. And then you'd think we'd do something fun, but no, after that we played our DS Lights and then went to bed. Before we woke up, and I missed breakfast, and she went to breakfast without me. But I had a lot of fun with our little dogs. And I think one more story I was going to talk about is at the North Kanto League, I was playing, and there was one hand that I had. I had two white dragons, and I had two nine of cracks. And then I had one, I think, open-ended, waiting. So it was two away. Yeah, two away from ready. And the second nine of cracks came out, and I had let the first nine of cracks go. I didn't pawn. But now, since the second one came out, and the white dragon was not coming out, I decided to pawn the nine of cracks. I also had a chun, the red dragon, was pawned as well, already. So I pawned the second nine of cracks. And now I'm one away from ready. So I had an open-ended, I had one complete set, and I had one open-ended that I needed to, I had two incomplete sets. So I think I had an open-ended, probably with a pair attached to it, so something like 5-5-6. And I had two white dragons, and then I had something else, probably like 3-4, I don't know, something like that. So I pawned this second nine of cracks to make my pair with the white dragon or with the 5-5-6. And afterwards, the guy to my right, and this is the same guy who once to Kaori Shimizu said when she had a full flush, and she had all cracks, and she drew crack and discarded it right away without, you know, like looking at it and seeing maybe if she could put it in her hand or not. And this guy said to her, "Wow, that was pretty, like, amazing how you could discard that right away, huh?" And which was just kind of, she was actually quite offended by this comment because, you know, you just don't say that to somebody if they're above you, which she certainly is above him, as far as time in the industry goes, I'm sure as far as level goes. He's someone who came in much later than her. He doesn't have the results that she has, and he's not, you know, friends with her. If you're friends with somebody, it's quite a different story. I could say that to Garth with no problem. I could probably even say it to Kaori, and it would be much better, but this is somebody that she doesn't really know. We're in the same league, but it just wasn't a very polite comment, I guess is the word. He said this to her. So after this hand, when I pawned the second nine of cracks, he said, "Oh, why did you do that?" I was like, "Well, that put me one away. That's the fastest way to ready, and I actually wanted to pawn the white dragon, but it wouldn't come out, so I had to, you know, do something else to my hand." And then after that, he's like, "That was just so weird." It really just made me laugh, because, you know, for me, it doesn't matter what he says to me, and I don't have any status issues that I have to worry about, or, you know, I don't care. I think that it was really naive what he said. It's possible he's a better player than me, and I really don't care one way or the other if he is. I've beaten him many times, so I have no worries about my level with him. And, you know, I almost wish that I had just made something up when he asked me, now that I think about it. Because if somebody says that to me, I'm just going to laugh and let them think that. You know, he probably thinks from that I suck. And, you know, I don't care. I hope he thinks I suck, because it makes it much easier to beat him, because he's going to have this ego thing when he's playing, and so when I start to win, he's going to get pissed off, and you know what, that makes it way easier to win. So basically, whatever you have to say about my mahjong, go ahead and think that. I'm leading the rankings for the placing. I'm just joking. Anyway, so if people say things to you, if it's not constructive criticism, if it's just, you know, silly things like that, you know, don't worry about it. This guy is a pro, and he's speaking like this. And he's not really that good. So I just, I know that a lot of people are probably still learning that are listening to this podcast. And, you know, whatever anyone says, if there's constructive criticism, listen to it. And, you know, be happy for it. And then think about it yourself. And think about if it's really correct or not. And sometimes you won't know, and you'll have to, you know, test things and stuff. But if somebody like this is just, like, talking down to you, Just don't worry about it, because chances are, if they have to talk down to you, they're way worse than you already. So just some thoughts to close with. I hope they're helpful. This turned into a 30-minute podcast all by myself. I don't know how I did it without any breaks. I'm sorry if there were some, you know, quiet moments in there, but I hope that you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you will bear with me with possibly one more episode before we change everything. We're getting new equipment. I'm testing out the new microphone and new headphones right now. Keep posting on the forums. Let us know on the forums what you want on the podcast, because we're going to have the means to do it from now on, and it will be great. And, you know, we just love seeing you on the forums. That's probably one of my favorite parts about the website. I don't get on there quite as much as I'd like, but that will be changing in the next few weeks. So I will see you there. Be sure to check out mahjongmart.com. We have lots of sets there. We've replenished the entire stock. So you should be able to find anything you'd like. I think I have to get some dealer buttons, and that should round it out. Also, if there's anything else you'd like to see on there, go ahead and write that in the forums. We will be announcing the prizes for the ranking system next month, I think, in July. In the podcast, we will announce the prizes for the 2009 ranking system. The 2008 prizes will be sent out in July as well. We have, I think, 3 more games to put into the rankings to get the finals. I think there's a t-shirt and a keychain and a patch for the 2008, which is kind of a surprise. So, you know, there's nothing really special, but this is, you know, it's a surprise that you would get anything at all. So if you are in the top 3 of any of the rankings, you'll be getting an email, and we will be sending you your prizes once you send us your address. As a final note, we started a new promotion with Mahjong Time. So please click on the Mahjong Time links from our website, reachmahjong.com. Go to the Mahjong Time link, click on that, sign up, and you can get a deposit bonus, a 200% deposit bonus. And that is pretty exciting. If you sign up through us, you'll be supporting our website as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading reachmahjong.com. And I will see you again in July.
Under all funk, like he headlocking a skunk, reeking like disease, athlete's feet. The stench didn't come till after this beat. Smelling like draws, no reason, no cause. Put your hands up on the speaker, get smelly as paws. You knew we was coming before we entered the door, cause you could smell the rhyme when we was walking down the hall. We bring the funk worse than a wet dog, thinking like fat lady shitting out bombs. We dropping up shit and keep them toilets clogged. The people jumping like them bullfrogs. The first one that smells it ain't the one who dealt it. Black eyed peas keep the scent flying like Delta. Won't be like onions, you crying. Girl, you ain't lying.
If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk, 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 funk,